Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Nicolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
I mean, I've been vegan in my diet and my lifestyle for the last 3 years, but the word associated in fashion has always annoyed me because it has no substance behind it. It's just like a marketing word. It's very much a greenwashing word for the last few years. It's been used as a powerful way of making money. When we look into sustainability, it doesn't necessarily mean it's sustainable. I've been there before. I used to be a vegan activist and it got me nowhere. And now I've learned that the key is to be neutral and to be balanced and to be positive.
Good evening, everyone. Ciao, Nico.
Hey, Nico, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
Fantastic. Very cold in New York.
Great. And we have also Toronto tonight. We have Joy from Toronto. Hi, Joy, how are you?
Hey guys, doing good. It's very cold here as well.
Finally, we get you here in our Sustainable Talks. Yeah. A long time we talk about. It's very exciting time. So Joy is the founder of Vision Factory. As always, it's better I don't talk about it. And I ask you, Joy, what is it, Vision Factory?
So yeah, Vision Factory is a factory that makes bags and accessories located in Guangzhou, China. So we are basically a pre-existing leather goods factory. And what we're doing is we're transitioning from leather into plant-based leathers. It's a very complicated process, but the factory is built on a foundation of 5 core values. So a lot of our business is not just about the vegan side of things, but sustainability is our first value. Transparency, so bringing transparency to China, eliminating the stigma around getting things made in China. Our third value is the veganism and plant-based culture, so the materials we work with. And then our fourth value is giving back and carbon offsetting. So looking at ways we can reduce our carbon emissions in our factory building and other aspects of the business. And then lastly, which to me is the most important value these days, is the company is built with a foundation of meditation and wellness, promoting consciousness within the industry. And I believe if we can operate the highest state of consciousness, we can navigate all the complications and all the problems and the catch-22s and the hurdles that come our way. And right now we are very much going through all these hurdles that we're going to explain and talk about in this chat.
It seems very interesting what you do. And just quickly, you know, people want to know, I'm sure, how did you get to this point? And tell us a little bit about your story.
So yeah, my background is I'm from the UK, studied industrial design, and during my studies I kind of got into backpack and accessories design in a company in Australia, and then I moved to Canada. So I was in Vancouver, and in my last job took me to work in Vietnam and China, and I was responsible for managing and design development sourcing for the category for this brand. And I basically met a factory in southern China who specialized in super high-end luxury leather goods. This factory model didn't really align with the brand I was working with. They explained to me that they're converted to practicing the values of Buddhism. I said to myself and said to them, I was like, if you're converted into the values of following Buddhism, how can you work with leather? You know what I mean? Those two things don't go together. And they explained to me that they've only been doing this for the last couple of years, but their business is 10 years old. And moving forward, they wanted to change their values and change their business to a factory that worked more with materials outside of animal agriculture. And I kind of got a light bulb moment, and I supported them as a consultant for a year. And I proposed being a full-time consultant. And he said to me to be the owner of the factory. And I wanted to be in a position in my life where I was working for myself, where I could try and make impact and do something in the industry. And there was no better thing to do than to dive into the deep end in China and go into business with someone I couldn't speak with because he doesn't speak any English and I don't speak Mandarin. So I thought this was the best thing to do. So
I think it's the best relationship, you know?
I mean, it works sometimes because we don't really have fights and we can, you know what I mean? So, but we, our intuition is high in each other and we both see eye to eye on the big picture. And so we launched Vision last May just to kind of see who was out there and to start networking. And in the last 18 months, we've just been on this transition from this leather goods factory into this plant-based one. And the future for us is very much plant-based. But yeah, right now it's complicated, but we're excited for the future and what it brings.
Congratulations for the project. It's really challenging, Joy. But I want to ask you, what kind of brand you see more interested on this setup?
I mean, right now, the brands who are super interested are the smaller startup companies. But there's also a lot of interest with some pre-existing big companies who are starting to kind of wake up to some extent and to transition into the importance of sustainability. The luxury industry, to some extent, is a little slower to start changing, and there's a lot more complications with that we can talk about.
We always ask this question to all our guests: what is sustainability for you?
Sustainability for me is about the human race finding balance to live on the planet. The planet and Mother Nature is going to be just fine. It's always going to be here. It's going to find a way to evolve and to reinvent itself. It's been through ice ages, dinosaurs had their crack. Right now, it's about the human experience on the planet and how we can sustain that experience, because if we don't, humanity will probably lose its rights to be on the planet.
You know, we are coming from the leather business as a background, and then we work around the world in procurement and sourcing of material. I want to ask you a question that is always a hot topic when we talk about plant-based leather. People say it's plastic, people say it's plant-based, people say it's not an alternative, it's this or that, but we have hundreds of million different approach. How do you stand for it?
I mean, the word vegan associated in the fashion industry has always irritated me. I mean, I've been vegan in my diet and my lifestyle for the last 3 years, but the word associated in fashion has always annoyed me because it has no substance behind it. It's just like a marketing word. It's very much a greenwashing word for the last few years. It's been used as a powerful way of making money, you know what I mean, for the vegan movement to follow a product. But when we look into sustainability, it doesn't necessarily mean it's sustainable. It's a loaded word, and even though our company Vishin, V-E, and Shin, they mean vegan heart combined, it is like the DNA behind the business. We try to avoid and refrain from saying like we're a vegan business because it doesn't mean much in my opinion. So we try to take a neutral position, and we try to focus a bit more holistically on the sustainability behind everything rather than just throwing words out there.
We always stand for both. We stand for the vegan mindset in terms of taking care of animals, have respect for them, and respect is also one of our recurrent words in sustainability. But I fully agree that in the fashion world is pretty much a greenwash world. What is your biggest challenge you had in the factory to make the process as much sustainable as possible?
I mean, sustainability these days is losing a lot of traction behind the word and meaning because it's such a loaded conversation. So it's so hard to be like sustainable. For us, I guess the biggest thing that's complicated right now is that defining what materials to land on. End of the day, our business makes product. And if we're measuring sustainability and the longevity of the product, it's important the product we make for the client is going to last a long time. So right now it's so early, we don't know just yet the longevity of the product we're making compared to a leather product. Ideally, we hope that the product will last 20 to 30 years, or if not longer, but that's probably the hardest thing right now is measuring the longevity of the product. And this is why it's a little slower to see the brands starting to work with us, because they're all very cautious themselves with which material to use.
In the process, what is the major difference that you have taken by transforming your production lines?
I mean, the process hasn't changed too much. The thing that we are struggling with a little bit is because we have such an experience with leather, we see some of these materials and we just turn them away because they're just not ready for us. The challenge is right now is finding those materials that really do pass kind of our internal gut feeling tests. And right now the options out there are limited. We try to avoid promoting the traditional vegan leathers because, like, you know what I mean, they're just 100% polyurethane, and I don't particularly see that as a material to get behind. I like the plant-based ones because to me they're a stepping stone of being progressive, but it's important that they pass the tests for constructions.
So your priority right now is quality and the durability of the product. That's important.
Exactly, because we don't want to have product getting returned to us or the client receiving product and saying, oh, this isn't working, like, that's just too much of a risk. Like, we produce in the thousands, and the last thing we want as a factory is to go, we gambled on a material that we think is a good option, to find out
and
that
then
doesn't
it's a
work.
Disaster.
Joy, what will you suggest to a designer that want to start a bag brand and they want to say, I want to make as much as possible a sustainable brand? 3 main suggestions.
I mean, the first thing is, do we need to have that brand? And make sure what you're getting into has purpose behind it. And you're going to need deep pockets. So one, you're going to have a serious financial backing because it is such a test. Second piece of advice would be to really look into your carbon footprint and your carbon story behind the product. And then lastly, for me, if I started a brand today, would be looking into how your brand fits in the circular economy model. And if you're making a product now that's going into the linear economy, your brand will not get past 2 years.
Nothing completely sustainable. Everything has an impact. No?
Doing nothing. I mean, I wrote a post on LinkedIn the other day about the digital world and the metaverse, because the bonus with digital fashion is that we're not producing anything as a manufacturer and it's going into the metaverse. Sure, there's a carbon footprint in blockchain and stuff like that, but it's a nice way of testing out, rather than ordering 500 bags and finding out that 250 or the black ones are better than 250 or the red ones. Through digital fashion, you can test out the trends without making the product. So when you come to the manufacturer, you're only making what you know is going to sell based on the digital trend.
The information technology and artificial intelligence can help the decision for big brands, fashion brands, to be more effective. Or to cut down, for example, round of proto and samples that are useless. Yeah, digital sampling today, 3D digital sampling is the key. And this will help the entire sustainability programs.
Are you working on that, Joy, on digital sampling?
Super early days, but this week is the Circular Fashion Summit. We have some ideas right now for how we can basically have our clients' products going into blockchain. One, it gives great transparency to the consumer to scan the QR code and see exactly where it's been made. But then two, the royalty aspect from the product staying in circulation can only not just benefit the brand, but it can benefit the manufacturer as well. And then from a sampling perspective, if we can make digital samples and attach smart contracts to them, we can be rewarded for that work financially through that process. So long term, we don't need to be producing anything. And here I am as a manufacturer, and our factory's capacity is like 200,000 pieces a year. And that's what we need to do to kind of stay operational. Moving forward over the next few decades, the world doesn't need all that product. The world's going to need good product. That's key. And digital fashion, we're scratching the surface with one finger right now.
Is there a way to calculate or to measure CO2 emission from the factory side?
There's a really good company that I follow called the Planet Mark, and they're very supportive with their business for how you can cut your emissions, things you can do to kind of go carbon neutral. And that's one of the long-term goals. We're moving into a new facility next year where we're planning on trying to make it off the grid, so putting solar panels all over the roofs, looking into our energy supply. So
one last question about certification. We have been teaching to students with Nico of Polymoda. What we see is that they don't trust anymore all the certification. They see that it's a piece of paper and they need something more. Of course, right now they are important because it's a benchmark. It's the only benchmark we can trust, let's say. How do you see this?
the original certifications were good, and then it kind of just became this system where there's so many certifications and there's a money maker to be made from it all, and the consumer has no idea, and it's like, oh my, which one's a good one and where do I start? And for sure there's good ones out there, like we use BSCI to get our audits done, and like RAP certification are good, but for us it's about going above and beyond that, and through kind of just transparency and being honest to the consumer. So like me being the owner of the factory has been one of the biggest tools that's worked in our advantage of giving that trust, because the general consumer and a lot of startup brands don't understand what certification to look for. But if they can listen to someone and they can trust someone, they're going to put their dollars behind that person. And this is one thing I feel like it's key, is about finding that balance with, I'm not saying to not get any certifications, but get certifications, but also ask your factory and ask the brands you're working with to provide more information about who's making the product. And this is why they're not a certification themselves, but Fashion Revolution is a company that we've aligned heavily with, because it provides so much trust to the consumer to understand like who's making their bag, who's making their clothes, who's making their fabric. And through social media and the power of social media now that we didn't have 20 years ago, we can see behind the scenes at factories. And what we want to do eventually is, if I do get to China, is be able to provide that transparency through video, through content, through maybe even like virtual reality, just ways of just providing like tools where people can go to our website and they can have a live look at the factory, we can have cameras going, so there's just no fear. And that's the kind of stuff we want to go above and beyond.
It was a great conversation with Joy, and we always love to talk to you because you have such a positive approach, but also very realistic and not too integralist sometimes. And I think this is the great part of your job, and that's why you're successful, and that's why we wish you the best, and thank you so much to be here with us.
Thanks, guys.
If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. Sustainableacademy.org